Hi there, I'm Marissa Santoro, founder of In Our Shoes and the Gutsy Leadership System. Welcome. In today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about gutsy leadership, specifically how it relates to the business world. Although I fundamentally believe that this work is transformational in all areas of your life, whether you want to realize your goals on, the health with your health, your personal relationships, your financial goals, whatever that might be. This can be applied everywhere. However, specifically, my focus is and then started with women and empowering women professionals to apply and lead from their intuition, or what I like to call taking those gutsy moves. So before I go into that, I'd like to talk to you first about a few gutsy concepts, which lay the foundation of what this work is really all about. You were born with what I like to call this intuitive gut gene, which is known as your intuition. And it's a trusted source which you can rely on to make any decision in your life and subsequent gutsy move from. The only caveat is that this decision, those decisions that you make, they have to come from a place of faith and not fear. So if you were to look back at some of the decisions that you made in your life in the past that weren't good ones for you, I would challenge you and just ask, well, first of all, did your gut tell you different? Did you feel it in your core that this was right for you or not? Usually I hear from the women that I work with that the answer is no. I knew better and I did it anyway. If you did feel it in your core, but you acted from a place of fear and lots of different levels of fear, right? Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of just getting it over with and backlash, then that decision will not be good for you. So, let's just keep those in mind. It has to come from your core, from your intuition, and it has to be made in a place where you're in full faith of what the result will be, which will fully benefit you, which what you believe will fully benefit you. You see, in any given moment, you have the power to choose what you want to create in your life in spite of those present circumstances. You see, when you're staring those conflicts in the face, those challenging situations, such as, negative people, attempted acts of control or suppression over you, that's actually when you're being called to act in spite of what you're seeing in front of you. The perception of fear is deliberately placed in your life's path, and it's no more than a distortion for you to look in the eye and embrace. It was there for a reason, to embrace happily as an expected yet unpredictable constant, so you can craft a life that you love with a free and open spirit. You get to choose when to grow in any area of your life by speaking openly and fully expressing yourself without apology, restriction, or worry about what other people think, as long as you have an open heart and an open mind. And so what the work that we do here is that this growth does not happen unless you stare the fear in the face, which again is not reality. It's just a distortion. You embrace it as a constant, which will always appear, and it must always appear. It's not predictable, but it must always appear so that you can choose in that moment and thereby create the next moment, which is fully aligned to what you want. That's all this is about. Now, if any of this strikes a personal chord, then you may also subscribe to the belief that self-leadership, or what the leadership space likes to refer to these days as emotional intelligence, you may subscribe that these things are non-negotiable and that they have the ability to transform your life if you choose. Why is it if you choose? Because you become so crystal clear on who you are and how you serve in this world that no one or any circumstance you come across can shake you down from whatever you've set out for yourself to achieve whatever you've locked in your mind and imagined in your mind that you are capable of achieving. So with that clarity comes focus. With that focus comes confidence. With that confidence comes gutsy action. And it comes over time. There's small gutsy moves, small risks, calculated risks, right? It's not quitting your day job overnight to start a business. It's not, losing 15 pounds overnight, right? Just because you join a gym. It's a process. It's a journey. It's a muscle. You have to really know thyself. Something I like to often refer to. So personally, I'd like you to consider on a self-awareness level that you have the ability to develop a sense of who you are and what makes you tick and understanding your thoughts and your beliefs and also a really sharp focus on how you relate to others. That's all that self-awareness is about, right? It's how you relate to others, right? How do you respond in those relationships in the moment and how do you want to be perceived by others? Now, if you believe you have a spirit, and I say this without any religious overtones, right? You don't have to be religious to consider your spirit as a very real thing. Then you may also acknowledge that you were born with this GPS signal inside your core, and it has a name, and it's called intuition. And this gut instinct of yours is more visibly present in your life than anything you have experienced materially, physically, and it's consistently being channeled through people, oftentimes perfect strangers, places and things which present themselves to you constantly, but they will only show up as frequently as you give yourself permission to ask to find them. So nothing in life is definite, right? How do we know when making these life-shifting decisions that they're always going to be in our best interest, right? There's nothing certain about life other than one day we won't be here anymore, right? Our physical body will be gone. Well, this includes trusting people as well, right? People that we allow to enter into our lives. How do we know that they're right for us? And how do we know when to trust our gut when it's screaming against the grain of those who love us or of maybe the popular opinion in a room if we're moving over to the business space. You see, it's actually not that complicated. The next time you find yourself in the bowels of any conflict, which is keeping you up sweating all night, where you don't want to go to work the next day, where you don't want to have that meeting, where you don't want to face that person, where you're in the eye of the storm, you can always feel your way into what's guiding you. But here's the rub. It's not visible. It can't be summoned on demand by a push of a button, which is what we as a society are conditioned to, right? Its only present form is energy. But if you take a step back and make a mindset shift around the chaos and the calamity which is surrounding you at any given moment, you would actually discover that it's placed there purposefully to distract you from the very thing that's really good for you. It's just a distraction. It's just a distortion. I know it sounds very insane, right? You see, your intuitive voice is not meant to trigger those red siren traffic alerts, directing you on which way to go at any time, right? I know that that's what we want. I know that that's what we're hoping for so that we just know what to do. But that's not how it works. It's actually deliberately placed quietly in your core as barely a whisper for you to tune into with free will, your own free will, to discover that next best choice you should make. And if there were any prerequisite for you to find this little signal and to make this little system work like clockwork every time, right? Bubbling up the things that are good for you, the decisions that you should make that are great for you, then there's just one thing I would say. You just have to be willing to tune out the noise. Tune out the noise around you and step head on into the fear. But start slowly. Start with the low-hanging fruit, the lower risks that you can stomach. And then over time, right, you take on a bunch of those over time and you'll find that you can take on more risk. And more opportunities will flow into you because then you get rewarded for making that commitment to your intuition. Gutsy leadership is a lifestyle change which can be applied to any area of your life, how you show up with your family, living in a house of your dreams, building your financial wealth. It's very much a muscle that you work every day until it becomes as constant as breathing. Challenges will get swept to the side to make way for those glowing opportunities waiting for you around the corner, fully aligned with what you ask for. The caveat is that you have to ask and really believe that your ask has the power to change your life. Now, on a personal level, gutsy leadership has transformed several areas of my own life. However, sitting down here and in our shoes, doing the work that I do, specifically focused on empowering professionals, mainly women, and that wasn't an intention I set out to, you know, do, or still to this day, I've worked with men as well. But my mission is really to empower women, especially the quiet women, because the quiet women are the ones that are self-aware, right? The quieter you become, the more self-aware you are, and yet you're still not making the decisions that you need for your best interest. Why? Because there's something stopping you. There's a fear running beneath the surface. And so my mission is to open up that fear, to, you know, open up the windows. See it for what it is, embrace it for what it is, expect it for what it is, and step into it. Choosing which ones you step into, right? Not the big bang ones, just the ones that you can feel confident and trust enough from your gut that are safe enough for you to just take that one little step towards the things that you want in your life. My focus with Gutsy Leadership is teaching women how to apply it in their careers, whether they're business owners, whether they're working in hospitals, they're doctors, they're, you know, workplace professionals, it doesn't matter. Gutsy Leadership will support women and has supported women in owning their authority every time because they're making a mindset shift about how they see themselves and leading from intuition about their highest potential. It's a shift in the business paradigm, where professional women are now taking an inside-out, self-leadership approach to recognizing their value in order to successfully and authentically drive change and see results. So here at In Our Shoes, we're on a mission to empower and educate women on how to lead and trust their intuition, which will give them that very clarity and confidence in their communication, which they need to project their expert value. We all know the definition of insanity that Einstein reminded us of, right? It's doing the same thing over and over again in order to see new and different results. Well, if the global workplace wants to develop more female leaders of influence and want more women-owned businesses to thrive in the playing field, then change has to happen on two fronts. One, we as women need to change how we approach our career advancement. And two, we need to bring in the men. Men need to engage as our allies and raise their antennas, their gutsy antennas, for opportunities where they can become true advocates for women. When we look at the old school traditional method of building corporations, right? They're iron cold political machines and they no longer work. They were institutionalized primarily by a male culture, which could sustain it because men aren't wired to cultivate deep-rooted, emotionally connected relationships as women are. And I say this with love because I personally have had only empowering, generous, really incredible male mentors my entire career when I grew up on Wall Street and eventually, you know, credit that mentorship fully with, you know, eventually getting to executive level. So this isn't, you know, about bashing men. But with that said, there is, as a fact, there's an emotional vine which women are naturally weaving, right? It's just what we do. We have this emotional vine which we weave and rely on to connect and wrap around our relationships and their lifetime, right? And they don't have enough fertile ground inside organizations as they've been built by men for them to grow in naturally and set themselves up to be successful, let alone, you know, exist in a workplace, in a soil that's rich enough for them to raise a family in as well. So when we look at really successful companies who, you know, talk about and pride themselves in a work culture where they create good business based on their strong client and partner relationships, then if you follow that thought through with those successful companies, it goes without saying then that more companies will be more successful with women at the helm because of their natural wiring to develop those know, like, and trust connections, right? We're wired at birth to wrap and go deep with those trusted connections. And that's why women are naturally good business. So gutsy leadership boils down to a really simple formula. When you consistently rely on and act from your intuition with complete positive expectation of your results each time, you become more confident in your decisions. And with that confidence, you will build more influence. You will sell more ideas to more people. Whether you are an intrapreneur inside a company or an entrepreneur running your own business. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, if you're just starting out or you're a veteran, you know, in it for 10, 15 years and you want to make a shift in the direction that you're going and how you serve in this world. Give yourself permission. I say this to all the women out there, that if in any way I am making a difference for, you are my why. And this doesn't come on day one. So be good to yourself. Your confidence will build over time. Any coach will tell you that. You just have to make the commitment to stay the course, led by your inner GPS, and then you'll begin to take on more and more gutsier actions, which take on more risk. But you grow into that slowly and over time. Over time, you own your authority and you self-qualify yourself as an expert in your field, moving past any limiting beliefs. That's how it works. Gutsy leadership is a lifestyle change where women are not only opting in, but more importantly, being self-aware of when they are quietly opting out. And I'm not just referring to when they submit a resignation letter and walk away because they're just one inch away from truly breaking, right? About to explode. I'm talking about the subtle retreats that women are making every day, not recognizing that there are so many moments where they're giving up their power in everyday situations, remaining silent, not piping up in meetings, allowing others to take credit for their ideas, allowing top management styles to stifle their spirit. It's a non-negotiable for you to act from your spirit. Those gutsy moves are bursting at the seams to be made in the very moments when you feel the most squeamish and uncomfortable facing any given situation. And it's when you actually need to act really swiftly because they've bubbled up from your core. And again, if you're acting in faith and not fear, then those gutsy moves will work out to your advantage and help you, with a capital G, grow. Now, a lot of times I'm asked by my clients and people I speak to in an audience, why do I have to be under pressure to perform in order to go gutsy and reclaim my confidence? Why do I have to see that contrast? Why do I have to see the fear and put myself in these challenging situations in order to choose? Why can't I just, on a day-to-day basis, you know, let that happen every day so that then I can create and change the future and change those things happening in the first place? And to that, I'll just say, you don't. You don't have to be under pressure to perform in order to make a gutsy move. You don't have to be ballsy or be the bull in the china shop. But it is your responsibility, and I'd like you to make a mindset shift. It's your responsibility to lean into those everyday discomforts before you reach the breaking point. Right? So I'm actually encouraging you to step into them on a daily basis, regularly, those little discomforts, because this is one giant game and those things are no more than a distortion and a distraction to keep you playing small in your life. And they must be present. They must keep happening. Those moments are where you are being called to step up and grow. So when you feel those intuitive hits, you have to assess the risks. Is this good for me? Am I acting in fear? Do I believe in myself? Do I believe that my spirit has my back? And if the answer is yes, then you act on it right away. Whatever that next best thing is for you. If you're not waking up each morning willing to get your hands dirty with some gutsy moves, not ballsy moves, gutsy moves, which by definition must be going against the grain, then your spirit is not growing. And you, beautiful spirit that you are not feeding your soul. Opting out is simply not an option, especially for women like you who see bigger things for herself. Not on my watch. I hope this episode has supported you. I would love for you to share your comments down below. And until next time, I'll see you soon. This is Marissa Santoro from In Our Shoes. Big hug. Bye now. And thank you.